Well, Brooke, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing good. And how are things happening over at the Sun News? It looks like you guys have a new sign up and going.
Yeah, it's looking nice over there at the new building. We're going to be moving in before too long.
Well, that's great.
It's coming up pretty fast, so I'm looking forward to it.
That's fantastic.
Really looking forward to it. We've been away from that location for 2 years now.
2 years. Wow, time has flown.
Yeah.
Well, probably not for you, not being in your own building there.
No, it hasn't been too bad, but yeah, we're anxious to get back to that downtown location and then get into that new building and all the new stuff that will go along with it, new technology and wiring, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, great. Well, I'm pretty sure you'll be keeping us up to date in the coming weeks. Now, what is going on in the Las Cruces Sun News business section this week?
Well, first off, we have the Hotel Encanto de Las Cruces is undergoing an expansion. Last week we had a little thing, or 2 weeks ago we had a little thing about they were breaking ground and everything, so I decided to do a story about it. They're going to expand the patio at their Azul Lounge, and it's going to be a lot bigger outside with some walls, and they're going to put some patios on some of the ground floor rooms that will be separated by like walls and flowers and that sort of stuff. And also, one of the big parts of it, if you can picture the west parking lot, the area that sort of overlooks the mall and then Las Cruces itself and everything, they're going to be putting in a nice pool right there.
Now, this is a multi-level pool, correct?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. And there's going to be like an upper garden and lower garden and pool area. And there's going to be a 6-foot difference between the two. And then there'll be a staircase leading down to the pool entrance and everything. And it's going to really, really, really increase their outdoor area and opportunities for guests and stuff. So it's supposed to take about 5 months, this plan.
5 months? Wow.
Yeah, which seems pretty...
It's pretty ambitious.
Good. Pretty good. Yeah, exactly. You know,
well, it'll be just in time for summer too.
That's true. I'm sure that's what they're pushing for. You know, weather could come along, and we still have the windy, you know, late winter, early spring to come to us yet. We'll see what happens. But yeah, they're really pushing for this, and it'll be very nice. This hotel's been there since '86. It used to be a Hilton, as everybody remembers, and then in 2006 it changed to the Hotel Encanto.
Well, it's gone through a lot of positive transformation, so we want to wish them a lot of luck because they've worked really hard to really cater to everybody in Las Cruces and, of course, the visitors that come to
Las Cruces. They sure have. And you know, their company is based out of the Santa Fe area, and you know, they did when they changed names and stuff in 2006. They did a renovation at that time too. They renovated a lot of the rooms and the lobby and changed some of the restaurant and the bar around and that sort of stuff. So they've been putting some money back into this place.
That's fantastic.
Recently.
And in your profile this week?
Yeah, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. A situation that a lot of people are familiar with, but they are expanding some of their services. Now, as you know how it works, you have what you call bigs. Those are adults that will be with a little brother or a little sister and spend time with them and read with them and take them to a movie or throw the ball around, things like that. And they are looking to add 75 more children to a new program that they're going to be implementing. And they need more and more volunteers. They're always in need of volunteers anyway. There's always a waiting list for kids who need bigs, and they have received a grant from the Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention Mentoring Enhancement Demonstration Program.
Now that's a mouthful.
I had to look that one back up. So but and they're going to be partnering with El Paso and Lubbock chapters and stuff to get some kids involved in this program. And it's a three-year grant, and they want the kids to get involved with, you know, different things to prevent delinquency and that sort of stuff, which is sort of the Big Brothers, Big Sisters plan all along. I'm sorry, I'm stumbling over my what I'm trying to say is they try to give kids that sort of mentoring situation.
Exactly.
And So
well, you know, I know a lot of people that are involved with Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and you know, they're a great bunch of folks, and you know, and that's always the challenge when with some of these nonprofit organizations is in trying to recruit volunteers that can be active and really give of themselves to
exactly.
such a worthwhile cause. And I'm pretty sure that's, you know, that's the kind of volunteers they're looking for. But I mean, what could be better than volunteering for an organization that's looking to really towards the future and helping out these children?
Exactly. And these nonprofit companies, as you said, you hit the nail on the head, are always looking for help and volunteers, and as well as funding, of course. And so, yeah, it's a really good, I know some people who are bigs and they find a lot of enjoyment out of it, feel it's a really good way to give back.
Great. And in the what's new for this week?
In the what's new for this week, La Cantina is a bar that's going to be on its way, and they say they hope to open it at the end of April. A lot of people might remember the dust-up in the fall where this group wanted to open a strip club here in Las Cruces, and originally they had been denied a license and appealed, and now they have their license. The company is Central Park East Meadow, and Mariah and Jesse Hernandez are the owners, and they also... they've got a liquor transfer and to open a second location, which, of course, is not a strip club. It's a bar that will serve food and that sort of stuff. And it's going to be located at 1311 Avenue de Mesilla, which is just not too far from the corner of Stern Drive and Avenue de Mesilla,
okay.
sort of across the road from where the hotel is and where Gaston Purchase used to be. And
oh, yes, yes. I remember that well.
So they've done some excavation work already, and they're hoping to build, and we'll see if they can be done by end of April, too. M5, something we've talked about before, Marcy Dickerson owns, and it's a upscale sort of bar at 901 Avenue de Mesilla, and it's just recently opened its doors as well.
And they're having their grand opening fairly soon, celebration, and I've actually seen pictures of being posted on Facebook, so people on Facebook are talking about it, so that's always a good sign.
Yeah, I've been in there before it was done, when it was still a lot of work was going on, and I haven't been in there since it's been completed. I'm really curious to check it out, though.
Great.
Looks like a neat place.
Great, and in the Babbling Brook?
In the Babbling Brook, you know, for the first time in 4 years, they're saying gas prices overall, the average of, when we reach the end of the year, will have gone down. At least that's what a lot of experts are saying. So we can look forward to maybe having, if not cheap, at least a little cheaper gas prices. But the problem is, there's another hand to everything, and the price of beef might go up.
No.
The price of health care might go up. You know, they're saying that, you know, we, of course, recently had our tax holiday ended, and we saw a little bit taken out of our paycheck starting with this month that had been there for the last couple of years. And so they're saying on one hand, we're going to see gas prices maybe be a little more livable. But on the other hand, grocery prices, you know, soybeans, the price of soybeans went up, and it just affects a lot of different things. So is it good news? I don't know. It's going to balance out maybe, and we still have to keep our budgets going, I guess, me and you.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm concerned about the price of hamburger, you know, my cheeseburger obsession. So we're going to have
too.
To keep an eye on that one. Well, Brooke, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Good.
Okay,
good.
Have a good day.
All right, see ya.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.